When Howard Dean failed to win last week's Iowa caucuses, it was a shock for some political pundits who had predicted a Dean sweep. Another surprise was the strong showing of North Carolina Senator John Edwards, who came in second. Since then, Edwards has gained momentum. He's been speaking before overflow crowds in New Hampshire. Mike Pesca has been in and among those crowds, and he joins me now.
Hi, Madeline. Well, as far as those overflow crowds go, one rule of presidential politics is that you can't play a room that you know you can't fill. And these New Hampshireites, they are curious about seeing this young, good-looking Southerner. And everyone I've talked to has come away with a positive impression. They may not vote for him, but they like him. And speaking of rules about running for president, a new rule is that you have to name your campaign bus. John Kerry's is the Real Deal Express. Joe Lieberman rides on Integrity One.
I suppose this is all inspired by John McCain's Straight Talk Express.
That's right. So Senator John Edwards' bus is known as the Real Solutions Express. But to hear a lot of his message, it should be more of a local. While Edwards does talk about the war in Iraq and terrorism, what distances him from the rest of the field is his talk about smaller issues that affect voters in their pocketbooks.
And doing something about these ads that drug companies run on TV. Have you all seen these ads? You know who ends up paying for them, don't you? Who? You do. Of course you do.
And in that same speech before factory workers, Edwards took on another annoying marketing trend, credit card come-ons.
Don't you love those credit card companies? They say 0% introductory offer. You got it. You got it. Could you hear?
Read the fine print.
That's exactly right. Because you read the fine print, and of course, the first time you miss a payment or, you know, what does it go to? 18, 19%? 21%? Is that right? You know, it just goes right through the roof. Well, this is wrong. They shouldn't be able to do that.
Now, let's remember, last year, the anti-spam law was one of the most popular bills passed by Congress, and Edwards is the only candidate talking at length about these kinds of issues. Edwards' policies are detailed in a 55-page booklet his supporters hand out at events, but front and center in his presentation is his personality, charismatic, conversational, and inspirational in the manner of the successful trial lawyer he once was.
But Mike, given that poll show, the public really has a low opinion of trial lawyers, how does he talk about his professional experience in a positive light?
Well, in his one political race for Senate, his opponent can never effectively tar him with it because a lot of Edwards' clients were very sympathetic, injured by doctors and big industries. Of course, that sympathy redounded to settlements of up to $25 million in one case, which at the time was the largest in North Carolina's history. Still in his speech, he presents himself as the upstart nobody who opposing lawyers always underestimated. At this speech at Dartmouth College, he pivots off that point to say the same thing happened to him when he ran for Senate.
Well, here's what happened. I took on the Helms political machine, I beat that incumbent Republican senator, and now I'm the senior senator from North Carolina, not Jesse Helms. And that is a very good thing for America.
Taking on Jesse Helms, a loathed political figure among Democratic voters, is smart politics. Mentioning Lauch Faircloth, the man he actually beat, is not. And I'm sure that voters who hear the speech come away with the message, hey, he beat Jesse Helms.
So how is this all playing in New Hampshire? How is Edwards doing?
Well, somewhere in the middle of the pack, if you look at the number of polls and take margin of error into account, he, Wesley Clark, and Joe Lieberman are really in a tight race for maybe a third place finish. If he does anywhere near that well, it will be a big benefit to him because of the expectations game. No one expected him to finish that high, especially given the fact that he was polling pretty low even a couple weeks ago. And no matter what happens in New Hampshire, a week from tomorrow is the first race in Edwards' home region. It's the South Carolina primary, and John Edwards will make his stand in Dixie.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca in New Hampshire. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Madeline.